B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Oh, buddy. You were mad before it even started.
Oh, it was such a disaster.
Friday, it was hard to be in the studio.
It was a disaster.
We're going to tell you about Roy's disaster coming up here in 20 seconds, but we want to remind everyone that the Kiss cash code is back today. That's right. Kiss 95.1 is your ATM machine. Effective 8 a.m. this morning, you can win $1,000.
So I graduated from real estate school back in like May, and I never really got a chance to exchange a lot of details with my classmates, and we never like had a celebration. We never like had a graduation party. It was like, okay, yeah, well, you're now nationally and state certified, good luck, and that's it. You know, that's it to it,
right?
And so I thought it'd be a good idea for all of the classmates to come together, and we kind of have a little bit of a reunion.
Now, how long were you with these classmates? Like, how well
from
did
like
you know
January?
Them?
Like January through. It was like a semester. It was long. It was
okay. January through June.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. And so I sent out an email to everyone in the class. I said, "Hey, tell me what days you're available," and I got a ton of days that were available.
How many people?
All in all, it was like 20, 30 people, but 15 people gave me the green light for this one day.
And they were all going to bring a plus one.
So it was 15 people invited that were RSVP'd, yes, and they were going to bring a plus one. So 30 people, and so that's a lot of people. I can't fit that. I live in a one-bedroom apartment.
Sure. We didn't even get the original invite because there was 30 people already.
I couldn't invite people here at the radio station. So I paid money to reserve a space. I've got catering. I got
the alcohol,
wine and liquor. I spent like almost $1,000 on this party so that we could all come together and see where we, you know, how did the summer go? How's everyone doing in real estate? Just learn about each other and
celebrate, most
celebrate
importantly.
Celebrate,
like,
and get to meet each other's like wives and stuff like that. And little by little, they started dropping off by flies in the beginning. Like 15 went down to 10. And I was like, okay, well, that's only, you know, that's only technically 15. It was 30, you know, it's only their plus one. So I had room to invite more people. So I invited you at the radio station. I invited everyone on the show. And I said, hey, come on. It was going to be this big reunion, but people were kind of dropping out. Let's just have a big party.
And that was probably Tuesday of last week with the party being Friday.
Then Friday came. The day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Of, and everyone backed out. One guy texted me at 11 a.m. on Friday and said he was working late. And I'm like, it's 11 a.m. on a Friday. How do you know you're going to be working late? And two, it's Friday. Nobody works late on Friday.
By the way, even if it was late, like what's late, 9?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have come afterwards, come straight from work.
People didn't want to come out because of the weather. Then one person, instead of telling me no, they told other people that were invited that they weren't coming, and then I had to find out about that through the grapevine. When I tell you, literally, all of the real estate agents that I invited to this reunion, all of them canceled. And I was so upset because I dropped a grand on this party, and I did a lot of effort to make sure people were available and that they would come and have a good time.
Didn't somebody claim they had achy, breaky heart? Couldn't make it.
Oh, my gosh.
People were like, I got family coming in. I'm like, but when you told me this day was available, you didn't have family. You're supposed to block it off.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say, right. Hey, family, don't come in. I have an occasion to go to. I paid good money for this party, and I was so upset because Friday I was getting everything together and doing errands to a party that I knew wasn't going to be successful, and I was spending all this money, and I was so upset. Like, Sterling came home. I said, there's a good chance that I'm going to cry by the end of this evening, just
aww.
So you know. I was very angry.
Roy sent us a screenshot text at What time was this? 5:30 on Friday. Yeah. And it says, hope your friends are coming to your party. I think the weather is changing my mind about going out. I'm so multiple O's. Sorry.
And let me tell you, it's a real thing when the weather hits and you don't want to go out. I get that. But when someone's like reserved the space and ordered catering and they've done their best to orchestrate a big event, I was so upset. So
let me just say that I'm so glad that those people didn't show up. One, because I was exhausted and didn't really feel like socializing. And two, it was more food and drinks for us.
It was. Yeah. We had a great time. I invited some friends. We had some people in the apartment come down. Jim and Jay came over. And then it was we ate all the food. We drank a lot of alcohol. And we ended up recording a rap party while drunk at the at my apartment.
Yeah, you can go listen to that drunk rap party podcast. It's some great radio.
Sterling spilled three drinks.
Yeah,
during the course of our podcast,
Roy's boyfriend Sterling, who rarely comes on the air, if ever, was on it.
And we discussed being married.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a really, really strange back and forth between Sterling and Roy about getting married. And then Nicole's whoever was there, Kylie.
Yeah.
Their girlfriend, roommate, friend.
And we're all drunk and we're trying to navigate that water.
Yeah. Baby Cash is there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fun rap party, y'all.
By the way, Baby Cash was like on the pool table the whole time we were recording. Like, I'm like, gosh, you can't just let him up on tables and
he was
stuff.
Just hanging out on top of the pool table? Yeah.
Oh, man. It was a good time.
Well, thanks for inviting us, man.
And I know that you guys came out of obligation because you felt bad that everybody canceled on my party.
You're not alone. 704 texted in and said, Roy, I would have been there, but that happens to me almost every time I plan an event. Where I have 15 people, it usually just ends up being only two or three.
Seriously, and I really mean this, I will never attempt to organize a get-together with those real estate agents ever again.
Carrie from Rock Hill said send them a bill.
Seriously? No, we ended up drinking the majority of the alcohol.
Send them a bill anyway. Make them pay for that alcohol we drank. All right, buddy. It's going to be okay. Thanks for having us. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for coming. I had a blast with you.
All right. A senseless survey. This is where Roy shines. Never mind real estate. The senseless survey coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.